predestiniert wieder aus. Meine Füßen noch klein ist, mein Wenn, mein Vater, das hat schon in der Region gedrückt ist. Ja, elendes, ja, Lied. Das ist ein interessanter Jungle character. But Rupa Goswami has been most, that is, that Sivamukhe Jivhadu Shwane Maskulattava. A very central representation. Whatever you do, it cannot be devotion proper. One thing must be present. What is that? Sivamukhata. Where the attitude? Then only you can have recognition of the devotion. Otherwise, it's not repetition of mundane chakras. But Sevan Mukha, the serving attitude, the state of dedication must be there. Then it should be bhakti, devotion proper. To take the name, to ashram, to dance. So forms are not the reality. But the reality is the underlying attitude, whether it is dedication. That is the criteria, the original thinking that is giving explanation to many forms, the basic concept.
Sir could not take any sweet ripe mango. But he is a Persian Varsha. His will must be fulfilled. What to do? Then one by one all his higher officers were sent. He must have mango for me here. Then one shrewd minister, he came to India and scrutinizingly analyzed what is mango, all these things, but it was not very quick conveyance to take the mango in those days. So all attempts to take, and it becomes helpless, rotten on the way. And what to do? He noticed and the taste of mango, and then it is a ridiculous tale. managed there some patis to there was the tamarind and the sugar. Tamarind sugar was mixed in a press well, and that was put into some pot, and there we asked the mullah to near his beard into that, that tamarind and sugar paste was mixed, was being heated near in the beard of mullah. And took him to Persian Shah. There you suck this beard, and you may think that you are taking him. Because in mango there is some fiber with it.
Mm-hmm.
And a sweet and a sour. Sour sweet and some fiber. The fiber, that is means the beard. And sweet and the sour paste that was mixed in the smeared in the beard. Good. Now you can taste mango from sucking his beard. As a tail.
Was he satisfied?
Well, what to do?
Persia, no mangoes.
Huh?
Obviously, in Persia there must, some reason there's no mango.
No mango, that's right. Up to Bombay in India. And outside India, in the west side, Indonesia, then Ceylon, Sri Lanka, all these places, there are mango trees.
Mm-hmm.
But not in the western side. Now I do not know whether there are mango trees in the Europe or America. Have you got mango trees in America?
Yes, South America, and all the tropical places now have mango.
Africa.
They're from India.
Yeah, the Portuguese, when they came to South America, they brought.
And this papaya, that has come, that was taken by the Portuguese here.
Yes.
It was not in India. Previously, the papaya.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Papaya, many things. So in Jagannath temple, the papaya cannot enter.
Hare Krishna. They cannot offer it to Lord Jagannath.
What is produced in the soil of India previously, that is only given for the bhog of Jagannath. Not this potato also.
Yes, potatoes.
Potato cannot enter the Jagannath temple.
Hare Krishna.
Only the green banana and the arad dal, pulse, and some this kochu, aram.
Mm-hmm.
These are few things that are offered there. Not anything that was imported. Afterwards, this potato, the pepper, they were taken by the Portuguese here first.
Also, Guru Maharaj, when I was in Vrindavan, I was visiting many temples. There every day I just go and I was alone and visit many temples. But only one temple they didn't agree me to enter, this this big temple in Vrindavan, big temple, marble temple, and I tried to speak with the Maharaj there, and he came to speak with me, and I asked him, please let me enter for a few minutes, and I have darshan. And they say, no possible, this is tradition. And I say, why? What's the aim reason? And they, Tirupati, Ranganath. And what's the aim reason? And he told me, because you belong to meat eaters family. This was the main reason. And I could realize how sinful it is to eat meat. This was the main reason that he told me that the Western is not allowed there because they are.
I know Chidananda was staying in India. He went to some Madhas temple, Madhvacharya temple in the South Canada, Udupi.
Mm-hmm.
And then he wanted to have darshan. But they put objection. You are each of a cow flesh,
yes.
Romanzo.
Yes.
So we can't allow you. Then he put, so they, even they are not ready to talk with him, but only one of them who came to Gauriyama visited.
Mm-hmm.
That gentleman used to talk. But others did not like to talk with him.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, he was the mediator. And Lord Chidananda told me, I asked, whether the power of the beef is more to produce us, or the power of Harinam is greater to purify.
Mm-hmm.
The power of purification of the name of the Lord, whether that is more higher potency, or the beef has got to impure, which have got higher potency, Rinam or beef. Beef can produce us, and the Harinam can purify us. But who is more powerful? Then, of course, that gentleman had to admit that the Harinam is more powerful. But then, if I took beef, I admit that I am in a country where I am born. No consideration of taking this or that, we take everything. But the power of Harinam to purify us must be infinitely more, so you can consider that.
Yeah.
So, of course, the question may come, how much we are able to take the holy name, Nama Parad, the question of Nama Parad, Nama Bhav. Especially Nama Parad is there. And how far independent of Nama Parad we can take the name. So generally, the Shalokram worship is very thin. Creates difficulty in many cases. I heard from Swami Maharaj about this Pradyumna. Pradyumna
Prabhu.
His Sarvagram worship was without carrying his order. That was the cause of his downfall. He was very much fond of going through the scriptures, Sanskrit scholar of Sanskrit language, Pradyumna. Kalograma has different symptoms. Symptoms. That they demand some sort of special purification. Along speech, Vashika. Must be such and such purification there. Before they can touch and they worship me. Otherwise, they will be, they will commit offense and will be punished. In Haribhakti Vilas, we find quotation from different scriptures about this hologram. But Green Hari, worship of Green Hari is not generous. No how. Hari is speciality everywhere.
He was worshipping in
Bhakti Vinod Thakur has ordered that in Jogpeeth, on the Brahmin son will be allowed to worship not disconverted Brahmins. Our Guru Maharaj, he respected Bhakti Vinod Thakur's direction and did have him continue according. Especially we left it out. That Shalagrama also the case and Shalagrama of different types. And one type, each type has got a special. Independent free with it. He has got. He may not accept some, accept another. He is independent. Hare Krishna.
Guru Maharaj?
Yes.
Sometimes I feel a little morose in consideration to achieve the goal of life. Because I was in Vrindavan, I see so much different schools and so much different paths, and even people born in India with so many facilities, with Shastra, Sadhu is there, they still it's not so easy to achieve the goal. And what speak about me that took birth in the West and so much contamination, and I feel that the goal for me is very far. And
considering our case, we are hopeless, but I consider the infinite characteristic of the grace of the Lord, the Absolute, that we may be hopeful of our case. I may be minister of this being, but he is the most generous of the generous. So I have got some hope. In this way we have to approach. And one would think that he has got some purity in him that is disqualification. I am so noble, I am great, I am pure, I am big. All these thoughts are disqualification. I am meanest of the mean, so I deserve His grace, His mercy. He must show His mercy towards me, because I am the worst in my position. So I am qualified for His, to receive His grace. That should be the way of the finite to approach the infinite.
average planet maybe as much as big, no consideration. We can stand in comparison with the infant. All the negative side should be increased, and but artificially, sincerely. He must feel that he is the most needy, and that is the that will be the cause of attraction of the heart. This is bhakti. Devotional line is like this. Matullo dasti papatma napuradhika kastano parihari prilajjane pingulvi purushottama. Oh, the highest of the Lord, my position is so low. There is none who can be compared with me in sinfulness. Mahaprabhu is prepared in case of offense also. And I won't watch for it. Mahaprabhu, Parihari Vilajjana. I feel shame to mention to you in the application that I am so low, so mean. I am ashamed to look to my own inner meanness. That I shall ask you to be forgiven, to be pardoned. I am so low, I can't express it. In this way the devotees are praying to the Lord. So, not qualification, but the disqualification to feel in, because we are finite. Finite, we are treacherous party. We do not care for the service of the Lord, but we came to enjoy which should be enjoyed by Him. Everything to be enjoyed by the Lord. But I say that I came to enjoy them. That is Maya. Maya means to try to exploit things which should be utilized in the service of my noble Lord. I want to enclose that. Most heinous attempt I made, and others are also making like that. Making like that.
Guru Maharaj, how this kripa siddha, how one can be attract to Krishna to be a recipient of this kripa siddha? Because I don't feel that I can achieve the goal. I'm not a nitya siddha, and also I'm not feeling that I can achieve by sadhana siddha.
To understand the depth of one's helplessness first, Dhanno, Atmanivedan, these are all qualifications of a devotee. Dhanno means humility. The humility has got no end. Extreme humility and sincere. We must feel that is the measurement of the progress. Helplessness. To feel helplessness. That sincere feeling of one's helplessness and prayer for a shelter, and that should be the criterion of a devotee. As much as helpless and as much as intense prayer for a proper shelter and abusing himself. I am the most heinous sinner.
That is in the negative side, and that must be sincere, not mere posing. But we should be very careful about the posing. Posing to a devotee, to take the, to hear the dress of a devotee. Must be your Pratishtha. We must be very careful. Not to take the pose of the book, that is dangerous. So there are no end of searching the insincerity in one's heart. Master says, I am sitting here so much and taking the name of Krishna. Krishna, this is all I show. So that to show to the world that I am a devotee of Krishna. All the imitation of these tears are not genuine. Mahaprabhu himself says like that. I am shedding so much tears at all Sundays in Mukherjee. I have not a bit, a speck, or a drop of devotion to Krishna in reality. It is so high, and I am so low, it cannot be possibly. So search yourself, where is the meanness? Admit it. Most thoroughly you are ministered to me. How you are ministered to me? Search and detect and try to remove. It's a very hard thing, not a very cheap thing. The devotee is very poor here. But Vishnu, Vaitivara, Manichira, Sad, they have had the ambition to become a Vaishnava. But the man of the Shrotati, for example, and I came to him, in contact with the when Ratinada Vishnu, Tavada Vishnu, all my hopes are gone. It is not possible for a man to get the standard of quality which is required for the devotee as described in this sloka. Hopeless. Hopelessness is the basis of the right aspiration. Must make us empty first. Empty, then it may be filled by nectar. The poisonous part must be empty of fire, must be made empty of fire, exhaustible, and then purified, and then filled with nectar. Ego must go, in other words, the false ego of exploitation and renunciation. That must go to the finish. What gradually that happens comes to existence, only which must go on what has been given to us, a routine life with the have people take devotees of the Lord into scripture, sadhusa, both reading the Holy Scripture and the living scripture that is the saint, the Vaishnava. It has lines and shadows. It's not a single one. Sadhus has to be Lord. Our principle and object. Direction of the Vaishnava Guru, we shall continue in our life. A purification body, dedication to the Lord, mind, infinite. Such life is infinite, mind. Engagement with infinite is of infinite character. Whenever we think of any end in them, we come in touch of Maya. Major, Maya means major. An immeasurable major. That's not his connection. His home is all about his connection in everywhere. All in mind. Must have to be lost in the environment. And the situation must be that of dedication. Dedication of two types, tranquility and spontaneous. Spontaneous, automatic dedication. That is the lifestyle. That is also classification. A mood. That is the shelter. No. We can believe that there is mind. Mind. Not things that he can achieve. The end in this campaign. Student. Not a professor. Only when a temporary is chosen and given that impression, maybe you can read and call a professor. To become a professor, my point is that to become a mad man. What are we talking about? What I say, as a professor, I do not know the meaning of that. Krishna is utilizing me as an instrument to say something to you, to advise you. I have no capacity of advising devotional things to anybody. But sometimes Krishna uses us as an instrument to his advice, as an instrument, mediator to other supplier, please advise us. Allow. When Guru advises to the disciple, he says that I am being used by Krishna. I do not know what I say, dreaming of that what I say always. Mahaprabhu advising to Sanatana Goswami is saying like that. Sanatana Krishna has got much grace for you. So he is giving you much advice through me. So I understand something is passing through me, but I do not through more than fully. But I am doing it by Krishna for your benefit. I feel that only. So, other than man, we are not. It is said, think your Acharya is my representative, my. I work as an Acharya. Inside an Acharya, I work. I try to think out, believe as identical with me, same with me. Hare Krishna, Vyasa Vithina Vithina. Vyasa has written Bhagavatam. But it is said that he has written, we admit, but he may not know everything, the meaning of that book, what he has composed himself. May not know all. Though everything has come from him, he has been utilized as an instrument to give delivery to these things. That doesn't mean that he will be conversant to it. Oh, that has come through him. Devotion, even after liberation, we cannot meet with devotion in this. Very, very rare. Moksha Lavita Krit Suri Laha. In the plane, we can reach it, in the plane, as far as we can see, liberation is nothing. And then things very lower order. But still, we may not think that we have attained bhakti, devotion. Still it is highly not to be found in the market. Very, very Sudhulava. Sannananda Vishnusatma Sri Krishna. What is it's real, the real conception, a peculiar kind of ecstasy, and that can possibly draw Krishna to the heart of the devotee. The highest capacity of bhakti is there, that she can possibly draw Krishna to the heart of a devotee. Separation. That is transcendental heresy and the higher stage of a devotee. Devotee, if a devotee says, oh, I have got Krishna, then there is no such thing as a false. Thank you. also one.
Yes, Guru.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj Ganta Sivajra.
I think Arunda Maharaj.
Arunda Maharaj.
And perhaps in Pundamama.
True. And that's Kri Karana. Hare.
I'm not sure.
That's new one?
Yes. I think he's at the new house. He came to pay his obeisances, but he thought there would be no class, so he left. He went back to the guest house.
According to his Sishastaka of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitadatma Madhava Vina, I never look in my heart and I enter in a Swami Maharaj's movement and I start on the second day to do Sankirtan, every day collecting alms for my guru.
I can't attend your discourse, but you never go from here. I'm not going to attend.
Okay,
Thank you.